On today's episode of Mentally Stronger, acting as if can work for a lot of things in your life. When you feel low on energy, act as if you have energy. When you're struggling with fear, act as if you feel brave. If you want to improve your health, act like a healthy person. If you want to change your life, act like a mentally strong person. If you want to make friends, act like a friendly person. Essentially, the goal is to behave like the person you want to become. That's the best way to make it happen. Welcome to Mentally Stronger, the show that will help you develop the mental strength you need to reach your greatest potential, no matter what life throws your way. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can help fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record it all from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm sharing a strategy that can help change how you feel, and it can also change the person that you are. Before I do, though, I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens to the show who supports our sponsors. That's how we pay the bills. When I created this show, I decided that I was only going to share the products that I actually endorse. So that means I have to say no to a fair amount of products or services that I just don't love or that aren't in line with the values of the show. Or there are things that I personally don't find helpful. But that's important to me. I want to make sure that I'm only sharing the things that I think will add value to your life too. So to everybody who has bought products that I've shared on the show or signed up for the services or downloaded the free links, thank you. I'm honored that you trust that when I say I endorse a product, that I mean it and you're willing to try it for yourself. So thank you to everybody who supported the show in so many different ways. With that said, let's talk about a strategy that can help you change. It can change your emotions right now. But the really cool thing is it could change your entire life. And I don't say that lightly. It's a really simple but effective strategy that I've seen work in the therapy office, often for people who've struggled with something for years. This one thing made a huge difference. So by the time we get to the end of today's episode, I want you to have a strategy that you could use to create a huge shift in your life. Whether you're walking into a meeting and you want to put your best face forward for the next hour, or you want to become a different kind of person, like a more outgoing person or a more confident person, this strategy works and it works right away. I use it in my own life, but I've used it with hundreds of therapy clients over the years, and nobody has ever once said to me that didn't work. Of course, it's not to say that making a change is easy. It's not. But it doesn't have to be overly complicated either. Sometimes when it comes to creating change, we overcomplicate it or we assume it's going to be hard, so we don't really put in that much effort. So I hope that you'll give this one a shot. The exercise is called Acting as If. It's based on the idea that you can create change right now without having to dig deep into the past. Well, some therapists really want to trace everything back to a childhood issue, or sometimes people want to do that too. They want to know what's the absolute root cause of this issue. But sometimes the most effective strategies don't require you to do any of that. Instead, you can say, what is it I'm doing right now that's contributing to the problem, and how can I change my behavior? And that can often help you create a much better future. And this is based on the idea that if you change your behavior first, the feelings will follow. And changing your behavior can also change your thoughts because you train your brain to see yourself differently. Now, a couple weeks ago, back in episode 80, I talked about how to control your emotions so that your emotions don't control you. And in that episode, I share how to change the way you feel by changing your behavior. This is one of those strategies where changing your behavior changes your feelings. But it can also change the way you see yourself long term, which makes this different from a lot of other mental strength exercises. Here's how it works. Want to feel happier? Act as if you feel happy right now. Want to be more confident? Act as if you feel confident. It's not about faking it, though. It's about putting your best foot forward or just stepping outside of your comfort zone a little bit. Now, in therapy, I don't use this tool to tell people, well, just act like you don't feel depressed. It's not that simple, and I don't want it to come across as condescending. But if somebody is battling depression, what we might talk about is, what would you be doing differently today if you felt a little bit better? To get them to start looking at how their behavior might be different. That's because depression causes us to do things that reinforces depression, like stay in bed. It's the same with any kind of mental health issue, really. Like anxiety causes us to avoid things that would ultimately help us solve a problem. But it goes beyond mental illnesses too. Like emotions do the same thing. We do the things that reinforce how we're feeling. Most of the time, that's what comes naturally to us. So when you feel sad, you're much more likely to listen to sad music. Or when you feel angry, you might be tempted to complain and keep talking about all the things that are upsetting you. Or when you feel anxious, you might just pace back and forth, thinking about all the reasons you feel anxious. Those things keep us stuck in the exact same emotional state. Now, in a second, I'll share some real-life examples of where we've put acting as if into play in my therapy office. But before we do, let's take a second to get a word from our sponsors. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mentallystronger. Okay, we're back. Here's a quick story from my therapy office. I worked with a client who started therapy because she wanted confidence to go back to college. She was in her 40s, and she never had the opportunity to go to college right after high school. She always dreamed about it. On the surface, that sounds like a good goal. You should build confidence so that you can go back to school, and then you get a good job, and you live happily ever after. But the best way to actually gain confidence is by enrolling in classes. If she started taking classes now, she'd feel better. And if she felt better, she'd have more confidence about the future. So, of course, we could have started by changing her thoughts. Let's talk about the times when you call yourself names or the times when you tell yourself you're not good enough. And she could learn how to reframe those thoughts with something more positive. And that would certainly help her feel a little bit better. Or we could have taken a deep dive into why she lacked confidence. Like probably something back in childhood caused her to feel unworthy at some point. But the most powerful thing she could do in that moment was just start taking classes now, which meant she had to act as if she felt confident. Because acting like she felt confident would ultimately help her feel confident. It took a little bit, though, for her to buy into that idea. She had really come to therapy hoping that I could give her confidence and that by the time she enrolled in school, it just wouldn't feel scary. But I didn't have any magic wands that would suddenly give her confidence. So we worked on facing her fears and gaining confidence like one small step at a time. She started just by contacting the school. Eventually, she toured the campus. She learned more about her options. And then she signed up for just one class. She didn't become a full-time student all at once. She kept her day job, and went to an evening class that was once a week. But by doing those things one small step at a time, she realized that she could do it if she really wanted to, and that the confidence she eventually earned came from facing her fears. She had originally thought, well, therapy is going to help me go to school so I don't feel insecure anymore and that I don't feel uncomfortable. But one of the things she said was she realized that true confidence was about knowing that she could handle being uncomfortable. It wasn't about getting rid of discomfort altogether. That's something I don't think she would have learned until she practiced it firsthand. So that's just one example, but there are tons of ways that you could act as if in your life. When you feel low on energy, act as if you have energy. When you're struggling with fear, act as if you feel brave. If you want to improve your health, act like a healthy person. If you want to change your life, act like a mentally strong person. If you want more friends, act like a friendly person. The goal is to behave like the person that you want to become. That's the best way to make it happen. But sometimes people will say, I can't act as if because that would mean I'm fake and I'm not a fake person. But acting as if doesn't have to mean that you're acting as if you're a fake person. Instead, it just means that you're putting a certain aspect of your personality forward. Think of it like this. If you went to a job interview tomorrow, how would you show up? Hopefully, you'd probably put on nice clothes, fix your hair. And while you're at the interview, you'll probably act professionally. That's probably a lot different than you would show up if you got invited to a family barbecue, right? You might look casual, you might act casual. Your language might be different, and probably the whole way that you present yourself would be completely different. That doesn't mean that you're being fake in either situation. It just means that you're acting appropriate to the circumstances that you're in. Similar to the way that your language might be different when you're talking to your friends, maybe from when you're talking to your grandmother. So if you have that concern, just know it's not about acting like a completely different person. It's just about putting that part of your personality forward so that you can change how you feel. So I encourage you this week to take a few minutes and think, what kind of person do I want to be? And what are some steps I could take right now to start acting more like that kind of a person? And how might it change your life? And when you're struggling with an emotional state that's not serving you well, you're stuck in a bad mood, or you feel like you're just really anxious and you can't get out of that space, take a minute and think, how would I be acting right now if I felt better? And then take some of those steps, and you might find that changing your behavior first shifts your emotions. Thanks for hanging out with me today and for listening to the Mentally Stronger podcast. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. That is one of the best ways for us to get our show in front of other people, so we can keep making the world a stronger place. If you want more tips on building mental strength, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. You'll get weekly bonus episodes and exclusive extras just for being a premium subscriber. Sign up at mentallystronger.supercast.com or click on the link in the show notes. And if you know somebody who could benefit from learning more about mental strength, share the show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help someone feel better and grow stronger. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who acts like a grammar ninja and corrects my grammar when I'm incorrect, Nick Valentine. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who acts like a grammar ninja, corrects all of my sentences, including this one twice, Nicholas Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the Podcast Princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join Podcast Royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.